The state of emergency in Haiti has been escalating, with gang violence wreaking havoc on Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Jocelyn McCall is a senior policy advisor for Haitian Americans for Democracy. He's one of many Haitian New Yorkers who are tuned into the news. He resides in Brooklyn and joins us now to talk more about how the Haitian community in New York City is doing. Jocelyn, national media reports say that a number of Haitians have been brought to Miami on a chartered flight. Given the size of the Haitian diaspora in and around our area here in New York City, have you heard of anything similar here? Is anyone trying to get out of harm's way by coming to our area?
We haven't seen a huge influx yet of Haitians in the recent days in New York City, but obviously Haitians have been coming to New York City for quite a while now, because the crisis in Haiti does not date from yesterday. I mean, it has been sort of simmering for the last 2 to 3 years, and as basically took a turn for the worse with the killing and assassination of then de facto president of Haiti, Jovenel Moïse, in 2021.
Are organizations like yours, or say church groups or community centers, preparing for folks to come here given the latest news out of Haiti?
They are, and this is why most of them are busy looking for additional resources to make sure that they can provide shelter, they can provide legal assistance, they can help people navigate the bureaucracy if they are qualified for certain benefits. But obviously, it takes a significant amount of resources to deal with the influx of refugees and asylum seekers.
Now, it's been in the news over the past year or so, the number of migrants who have been coming to New York City. What is your advice to city and state officials on how to best settle those refugees?
My best advice to city and state officials, you know, in New York City, is that don't lose sight of the fact that these people are not coming here because they are looking to exploit the resources of New York City. They're coming here because they're desperate. They're coming here to live with family, and the burden is primarily on relatives that can provide assistance to them, you know. So I think that there needs to be kindness and much more of a welcoming nature, rather than say, hey, these people are problematic and we don't want them here.
So the current situation, Haiti is currently operating without a head of state, and a transitional council to select a prime minister is in the process of being appointed. How does that instability make it harder to communicate with folks who are in Haiti, or say, send money and clothes back home?
So it's very much problematic, you know, for Haitians, you know, to access remittances from abroad. And if they do go to remittances offices that are open, they are subjecting themselves to being robbed and killed by gang members in waiting. We have a situation that is really challenging the humanitarian world, because a lot of healthcare clinics, hospitals, and otherwise, you know, have been closed. The police is not capable of providing safety and security in every corner of Port-au-Prince. So you have a situation that is really desperate at this stage.
Four Haitian American city council members wrote a statement last week saying that, yeah, they have limited influence on the matter, but are ready to assist in any meaningful way. Mayor Adams recently tweeted saying New Yorkers stand with Haitians during this difficult time. What else do you want New York City and state elected officials to do to help Haiti?
Unfortunately, part of the problem with what's happening right now is that U.S. policy has not been too kind to Haiti, because it has really sort of misread the situation and stuck to a failed strategy. So I think that, you know, what they can do is make sure that at this point in time, that the Biden administration understands what the stakes are and how to go about it in such a way that Haitians, both in Haiti and abroad, can be active partners in making sure that Haiti becomes a safe and stable and democratic state.
Now, you mentioned that it's hard getting money to folks there because the gangs control so much of what's going on. On a local level, it's kind of hard to do much outside of, say, influencing federal policy. But if New Yorkers wanted to help, what can they do?
Well, they can provide support to the few community organizations that are providing assistance to the Haitian immigrants and refugees. You know, so I would mention, for example, the Haitian Americans United for Progress that have offices in Brooklyn and Queens. I also would mention the Diaspora Community Services in Brooklyn and Life of Hope. Those are three organizations with good reputation and with a good record of services that should be able to get and manage the assistance necessary to provide the help that the Haitians are seeking.
That was Jocelyn McCalla, a senior policy advisor for Haitian Americans for Democracy. Jocelyn, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.